how much work, you know, there hasn't even been any study of how much work needs to be done. And going through the bidding process, I would think, would take a lot more than just the summer to get that work done. A second question is, what's the legal authority for the board? I mean, the voters never approved doing a bond election and consolidating and closing schools. And I think there's a legal question as to whether you can pass a bond election and ask the voters to vote for one thing and then bait and switch and turn it to something else. Third, there's this double zoning issue, and I understand already kids are leaving Alvord and they're going to have 3 weeks at Wood Gormley. So those kids' education is being disrupted. That's not necessary. It's not good for Alvord, it's not good for Wood Gormley, it's not good for the kids. Then the final thing is really a civil rights and social justice issue. I looked at your website today. Ironically, the kids that are going to be uprooted are from Alvord, Connie, and Laragoite. Their numbers in terms of economically disadvantaged students is 63% at Alvord, 85% at Connie, and 79% at Laragoite. They're the ones who are going to bear this sacrifice. They're the ones who ironically also need it the most. The small schools research, the economically disadvantaged kids benefit the most from a personalized school setting. They've had no notice, these parents, no due process. And as the woman before me said, they're devastated by this, and their voices haven't been heard.
Time.
The final thing is that Think New Mexico has put out a different plan. I'd be happy to work with all of you and to compromise and to do this in a more thoughtful way that creates real equity and real fairness.